This is a special sports presentation on K98.7.
Newark starting off strong.
It's time for Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way. Lays it up and in.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licky Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat basketball on K98.7.
From Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, it's Newark Lady Wildcat basketball as the Cats try to get a share of the league championship tonight as they host the Pickerington Central Lady Tigers. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Mays. Happy Tuesday evening to you. The Cats come in with a record of 13-6, 10-1 in the OCC Buckeye. They've won 9 of their last 10 and 3 straight. The only loss in those 10 contests was to state-ranked Margaretta by a buzzer-beating 3, 39-36. In the last victories, those being 3 straight, the average margin of victory has been 28 points in those 3 contests. Last Friday, they took care of Canal Winchester at home, 72-29. Callie Geller led the way with 28 points. Emma Quackenbush added 23. Leah Eckenrode with 9 and Elena Hahn with 6. Callie's really been on a roll recently. She has been over 20 points in 5 of the last 6 games and 8 of the last 10. The defense has also picked it up as well. The last 5 games, all 5 opponents have not scored more than 50 points. The last one to do that was Reynoldsburg in a game the Cats won 53-52 in overtime. And in 4 of those contests, the opponents have not scored over 40 points. So the defense is getting it done and the offense starting to click as well. Cats averaging 55 points a contest and giving up only 45. Newark is 7-1 as well here at the Jimmy. Their only loss was to Upper Arlington by a point. But tonight, it's a major challenge. Pickerington Central, the defending state champs in Division I, come in with a record of 14-3. They are unbeaten in the OCC Buckeye at 9-0. Since a loss to Crestwood Secondary School on January 19th, they have beaten Logan 65-26 and Canal 64-21. They lost the first 2 games of the season. Then they won 12 straight. 2 games were canceled last week, so they've got some makeup games to do, and that's why they're a couple games under what Newark has played so far. First meeting at Pitt Central earlier, the Tigers won that one 58-43. They are scoring almost 69.5 points a game and just giving up 31.5 per contest. So it's going to be the battle for the OCC Buckeye tonight, Newark and Pickerington Central. Up next, we'll hear from head coach Jack Pertell as the Newark Wildcat pregame show continues on the home of the Cats, K98.7.
Have you been buying your meat at the big chain stores?
Ew!
When you can buy fresh? For almost 70 years, your friends and neighbors have been making the fresh choice at Al's Meat Market. What's that? Your freezer's dying of boredom.
Yawn!
Then check out Al's Meat Bundles. You can always fill up at Al's Meat Market. Don't forget Al's is your place to order beef tenderloin, prime rib, and all the sides for any occasion. Al's Meat Market, West Main and 21st Street, Newark. When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Lucart Heating and Cooling, your local Lennox premier dealer with professionalism and customer satisfaction. Installing Lennox systems in Licking County for over 60 years. Installation professionals, Nate certified technicians, and Lennox innovations make Lucart Heating and Cooling the wise choice. Call us today at 740-344-5497 or visit us online at lucartheating.com.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on KATE 98.7.
Welcome back to Newark Wildcat basketball. We get ready for the battle for first place in the OCC Buckeye tonight as the Lady Cats entertain Pickerington Central. Happy to be joined by head coach Jack Bertel. Coach, I've never been confused with Nostradamus, but at the end of December, we talked about, hey, this team is going to play better basketball in the second half, so I can lump you in and say, we saw it, and we thought they would, and here you are winning 9 of your last 10.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel like it all that much because we've had some real barn burners in there that we've, you know, it could have probably been 10 out of 10, to be honest. You know, we didn't beat up Arlington, but yeah, the kids have, they've come together. You know, we're back in our routine. You know, me being back, I think it's helped them. And I just think moving forward, they've been working hard in practice, and they've done a good job, you know, just trusting each other and playing for each other.
And I think you can feel that confidence brewing with them. You just kind of see them playing a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more comfortable, and like you said, maybe understanding what they need to do and now executing it.
Exactly. You know, and basketball is such a game of roles. You know, we have really three kids that have to score, and we have certain, you know, Leah Eckenrode normally guards you know, the best player on the other team, and she's really taking that to heart. It's hurt her scoring a little bit. She's still averaging 13.5, I think, a game, but, you know, she's got a lot on her plate. You know, so we're all, you know, Misha, you know, everybody's just doing what they're supposed to do.
And I was going to ask about Leah because she's not forcing the issue. Like you said, you're asking her to do a little bit more. How much did she really, you know, relish that role and take it? Because everybody likes to score, let's be honest. But she seems to say, if I need to do these three or four things for coach, I'm going to do it.
She does. And, you know, she works so hard, you know, during the game. And we don't have the luxury of getting her many breaks. And I think it's affected her shooting a little bit. I think she was 1-for-7 from three the other day. And she's a really good shooter.
Yeah.
She's probably the best shooter we have on the team, her and Emma. But I know she gets tired, and it's just, you know, last time we played Pick Central, we were ahead in the third quarter, and I just think we kind of ran out of gas.
And we talked about a routine, and last week, no school for all week, and then you have to play a game, and Canal Winchester, not a great team, but you still want to see how you came out. First quarter was lights out. I thought the team really responded.
You know, and it seems like, you know, some of the games we've had, like with Logan and with Lancaster, we just come out and we don't have much excitement. We don't have much energy. So we changed around our pregame warm-up, and we just decided we started pressing, you know, against them right from the jump, you know, just full court, picking them up, and we're better at that than we are right now in the half court.
And you know it's going good when I can watch on video and both you and Coach Butcher are sitting down with your legs crossed like, hey, this is working, because you don't see that very often.
We talked about it. We talked about it a lot. Like, I was ready for a game like that where we could just play a lot of people and get the JV kids in there at the end, and, you know, just kind of enjoy the game. Yeah, it's been a grind.
And even though the second quarter didn't start great, but then Callie had a couple of great steals at midcourt, one-on-one picks, and that just seemed, I mean, you talk about a run. The ball just went, and I really thought that was one of the better quarters that I think this team has played. Defense, again, leading to offense and easy baskets.
No, I think you're exactly right, and you know, we did it up good things, and we're kind of long. You know, we get a lot of deflections when the kids are in the right spot. You know, that's a game where we had a lot of easy baskets, so we hadn't been getting many late, you know, prior to that.
All right, so showdown tonight. This team is one of the best teams in the state. They're defending state champ. But like you said, you were going toe-to-toe with them over at Pitt Central in the first round. What do you take away from that into tonight's game?
You know, we practiced. We brought some freshman boys in yesterday from the freshman boys team just to give us a little quicker kind of athlete and played. You know, I want to see our kids just go out and fight them. You know, just go out and give it the best they can, you know, and do the best they can. And, you know, I mean, it's obviously they're one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, they are again, you know, they won it last year, and they're one of the best teams again this year.
And is it one of those where you know they're going to make runs, but is it how you limit their runs or limit, I don't want to say when they can do it, but somehow just don't let those runs get out of control?
Yes. And we have to limit our, you know, being sloppy with the basketball. You know, if we take care of the ball and take good shots and set good screens, you know, I think we have a chance to win.
This is two games after this for the end of the regular season. And obviously this is a huge tonight, but what do you want to see from your team for these next three games before you get ready for tournament play?
That's a good question. You know, we've talked since day one when I got here, you know, about tournament time and how we need to practice every single day and get better every single day, you know, moving forward. You know, I would like to see us be consistent, and offensive rebound. We're getting better at that. Offensive rebound a little bit better. Take good shots, be under control. You know, just things that we have gotten better steadily at as the year goes on. Just continue to go that way.
Should be fun. Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thanks, Brian.
This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
Batteries Unlimited.
That's us, Batteries Unlimited.
You're wanted for batteries.
Everybody wants us for batteries.
Just as I suspected. Car and truck.
Got them.
Golf cart batteries.
Yep.
Marine and deep cycle batteries.
Not a problem.
Motorcycle and ATV batteries.
Batteries Unlimited. Nobody knows batteries better.
Cell phone, laptop.
Yes, got a harder question?
Can you install the battery in my car?
No problem. Find out more at batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
Batteries Unlimited.
Batteriesunlimitedohio.com.
More power to you.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
When you need tires, whether it's for a Civic, an F-150, farm equipment, or a whole fleet of trucks, Ohio Tire Sales in Newark has everything you need to stay reliable on the road. At Ohio Tire Sales, tires have been in our family since 1951. We balance, rotate, patch, fix, and replace fast. Get advice you can trust from the real experts in tires and the best prices around. Visit OhioTireSales.com or drive straight to us under the bridge near Everett Park now.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Playing of our national anthem, we are getting ready for tip-off between Newark and Pickerington Central here on Gary Walters Court. Should be an entertaining contest, and again, as we talked about Saturday, a preview which we saw with Newark and Hilliard-Bradley, we think, for tournament play on the boys' side. Same here for the girls' side. Obviously, Pitt Central, the defending state champs, they know what they need to do. They've been very successful. They have a very deep team. It's a veteran team, but still some freshmen. Right now, you've got six seniors on this squad for Pickerington Central, three juniors, and then also four freshmen. So they just keep loading and reloading, and that's why they are one of the more successful programs in the state. Of course, one of the main reasons why they are successful is for the assistant coach on the Newark side, that being Coach Dave Butcher. Pickerington Central has won eight state titles. They've been to the Final Four 16 times and three straight trips to the Final Four. But all that got started with Coach Butcher, as he has won six of the eight state titles that Pickerington Central has been able to accomplish. So, you know, he's feeling some different emotions tonight as he takes on a program that, again, he made extremely successful. And they even won a couple of USA Today national poll championships as well. We are ready for the starting lineups. First for Pickerington Central will be Gabby Player, one of the seniors, along with Zoe Coleman, the lone junior on this team. Also starting for the Tigers is Devion Smith. And rounding out the starting lineup is Amaria Jenkins. London Johnson, one of the top players for Pitt Central as well. For Newark, starting will be sophomore Misha Fauci. Checked out junior Misha Fauci. Emma Quackenbush. Emma's been playing much better basketball as of late. Couple of back-to-back over 20-point games. Callie Geller. Callie has been red-hot from the floor and being the leader on this team. Leah Eckenrode, as Coach talked about, needing a defensive effort from her tonight to keep it going. And rounding out the starting lineup will be senior Elena Hahn. So Hahn, Fauci, Eckenrode, Geller, and Quackenbush, the same starting five that we've seen all season for the Cats. Newark, right to left to start in this ballgame in their home white with the crimson trim. Pickerington Central in their visiting purple with white trim. Quackenbush will jump center against Zoe Coleman. And we're set to go. Battle for first place in the OCC Buckeye tonight. The Cats 10-1, the Tigers 9-0 in league play. And we are set here on Kate 98.7. Tip is controlled by Newark. Elena Hahn will give it off to Callie Geller. She'll bring it across the timeline. Central will start out in man-to-man defense. And early a steal by Central. And taking it up and getting the basket is Dayon Smith. And it's a quick 2-0 lead for the Tigers 20 seconds in. Coach talked about it. Got to keep those turnovers down to a minimum, and you don't like to see one on your first offensive possession. Geller left wing outside the arc. Inside Quackenbush, posting up inside. Swings it to Fauci right side. Up top, Eckenrode. Leah, top of the key. Left it goes to Hahn. Elena looking inside. She cuts her dribble off, and she needs help. It's going to be close. Almost a five-second count. Eckenrode comes to it. On left wing, Fauci, left baseline, brings it back up top to Geller. Callie takes it to the left elbow, double-teamed, it's Eckenrode. She fires a deep three, it's going to be off the iron, no good, and the rebound by Central. 2-0, Lady Tigers lead it. And a wide-open three on the way, around and off the back of the backboard, out of bounds. It'll be still with the Newark Wildcats. Gabby Player tried the three right there, but it was no good. Here comes Geller. 2-0, Pitt Central, 6:40, opening stanza. Eckenrode, right wing. Leah takes it baseline, fires up the jumper. We're tied. Good shot by Leah, and like to get her off going. 2-2 is our score, 90 seconds in. Newark also man-to-man defense. Jenkins has it. Looking inside, she will take it all the way and lay it up and in. Got a nice pick and was able to take it in, and it's 4-2 Central. Geller takes it into the paint, has her shot blocked. Loose ball. Quackenbush dives for it, and she might be whistled for the foul as well. Unless they're just going to call it a side out of bounds. Nope, doesn't look that way. So the foul will be on Emma, and she's got to stay out of foul trouble. She's been in foul trouble in a couple of games. That's an early foul here, 2 minutes in. 4-2, Pitt Central. 6 minutes, first quarter. Tigers with the basketball. Smith gives it off to Coleman. Player, top of the key. Mariah Pitts, back to player. Player spins away. Here's Smith. Back to player. Now Pitts, top of the key. Left wing, it goes Coleman. Coleman dribbles off to the side. Now left baseline, looks inside. Now they'll swing it around. Player will drive baseline, puts up a tough runner, and it's an air ball, rebound Fauci. Fauci up to Hahn. Elena wasn't ready for it, but she is able to corral it. Now gives it off to Quackenbush, and Emma will bring it across the timeline. 4-2. Newark trails by a bucket. 5 minutes, first quarter. Geller takes it to the top of the key. Quackenbush thought about the three. Now here's Eckenrode. She'll drive right elbow. Takes it all the way into the paint. Has it knocked away, and it will stay here with Newark. Baseline out of bounds for the Cats. Both these teams played great defense. Central giving up just 31.5 per contest, Newark 45. But that has dropped significantly over the last five games. Cali can't get it in, and it'll be a five-second count. As we just talked about defense, Central shows it right there. And a second turnover for Newark, trailing 4-2. Blair will bring it across the timeline. Tigers 14-3. Coleman wide open three. Off the back iron, no good. Battle for the board, and it will go over to Newark. So the Cats doing a good job defensively here. Central likes to get up and down. They've scored over 70 points in their last two games. Right now just four in this opening quarter. But the Cats need to get some offense going as well, trailing 4-2 at 4:35 first quarter. Geller trying to make it happen, takes it into the paint. Her shot is partially blocked. Here come the Tigers. And that should be an offensive foul, and it is. Good job by Misha Fauci. She took the charge from Amira Jenkins. She held her position. She has no problem going to the floor. Talked to her a couple weeks ago, and she showed me the bruises she's gotten from taking charges, but she also plays goalie for hockey, so she's just one tough competitor. Quackenbush, right wing. Emma outside the arc. Now Fauci out front. Misha gives it back to Quackenbush. Emma looking to make something happen. She faces a double team, and the Tigers are able to get it. Here comes Jenkins with the basketball. She'll take it to the foul circle, and a three on the way is no good. Good rebound by Hahn, one and done. Newark doing a good job on the boards. Eckenrode ahead of the pack, Fauci, but she can't quite get it out of bounds back to Central. We'll take a break. 3:48 to go, first quarter, 4-2, Pickerington Central on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio License Number 25394.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
We remain 4-2. Newark with the basketball. Quackenbush takes it inside, and she gets hit hard, and she gets fouled and will go to the line to try to tie this thing up. 3:11 remaining in this first quarter. Foul is on Coleman. That'll be her first and the second team foul. And Emma at the line for two. had 23 points in the win Friday against Canal. First foul shot, good. Junior feeling a little bit better as well. She's been dealing with some tightness in her hamstrings, a couple other things, but seems to be maybe as healthy as she's been all year. She hits both foul shots, and we are tied at four with 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Player has the basketball at the foul circle. Cut off. Here's another three. This one by Jenkins. Spins in and out. Good rebound, though, inside, but the shot missed, and rebound Quackenbush. Good look that time for the Tigers. Unable to convert. Emma coast-to-coast. Shot up no good, and the rebound by the Tigers. We remain deadlocked at four. Smith. Over goes to Coleman. She'll dribble to the right wing. Bounce pass, it goes to Johnson. Jumper, no good. Foul, she tips it to Eckenrode. Eckenrode across the timeline. Right wing, up top, Quackenbush. Emma keeps her dribble, takes it into the foul circle. Nice move, layup off the back iron, no good. And the rebound, here comes Pitt Central. Taking it strong, shot no good, rebound Eckenrode. Both teams really struggling. Here's Callie ahead of the pack, one-on-one. Head fake, up, good. 6-4, Newark their first lead with 1:50 to go first quarter. Coleman swings it over to Flair, left wing. Up top, Coleman, she'll drill a three, got it. She fired a couple that were no good, but that's not going to stop her from cheating to shoot. And it's now 7-6. Tigers regain the lead with 90 seconds to go. First quarter. Geller over to Eckenrode. Leah to Quackenbush. Emma open a three. Bullseye! Quackenbush with 5-9-7. Cats regain the lead. Lob inside. Coleman open. We're tied. Good post up inside by Zoe. And with a minute to go, it's 9-9 our score, as these are the top two teams battling in the OCC Buckeye. Geller loses the handle. Ball on the floor. See if we get a jump ball. We will. And alternate possession will turn it over to Pickerington Central. Couple substitutions for the Cats. Lily Byes and Olivia Hammond check in for Hahn and Fauci. 51 seconds to go. 9-9 our score. Central with the basketball. Coleman swings it over to Maria Anderson, who's checked in. And now Coleman a three, and that will go out of bounds and back to the Cats. Coleman is not bashful. 38.4 seconds remain, first quarter. Geller in the backcourt, facing a little token pressure. Nice behind-the-back dribble. She gets away. Hammond has it. Looking inside to Eckenrode. Nice cut. Her shot blocked from behind by Coleman. And they're going to say it goes off of Eckenrode and back to the Tigers with 25 and a half seconds to go. Smith across the timeline, calls out the play. Over it goes to Anderson. She'll drive baseline, fire up the jumper. Got it. Right off the bench. Anderson nails it, and it's 11-9, Tigers by two. Quackenbush quickly ahead of the pack. Double team, puts the shot up, no good. Geller battles inside, but that's the way the first quarter will come to an end. Good one. Pickerington Central leads Newark 11-9. Second quarter on the way next on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. For juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, the delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part, you don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away. Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark with the basketball to start the second quarter, trailing by 2, 11-9. Geller into the front court to Hahn, left wing. Up top, Quackenbush. Starts her dribble, brings it back out near to the logo. Almost lost it, but was able to keep it. Right wing, it's Eckenrode. She'll dribble into the foul circle. Gets cut off. Geller launches a three baseline. Short. Inside foul. She battles inside. And the rebound taken away, though, by Coleman. Central looking ahead, as they always do. Good passing inside. Layup. No good. And a rebound strongly in there by Fauci, but she throws it away to Coleman. Top of the key. Stop. Pop. Nope. Quackenbush goes up and gets the board. 11-9, pick Central, 7-12, second quarter. Geller dribbles over to Eckenrode at the top. Leah between the legs dribble, has it knocked away, but Hahn gets it for the Cats. Elena hands it off to Eckenrode out front. Leah takes it into the paint, getting physical in there, and they are going to call a foul on pick Central. It will go on Dayon Smith, her first team one. But both teams playing very tough, physical, close man-to-man defense right now. Baseline out of bounds. Geller has the honors. Looks to get it in. Lobs it into Hahn. Out front, Elena. Keeps her dribble. Spins to the right. Now it's Geller. Geller will take it to the right side. Her player slips, but Geller no opportunity to move past her. Now Quackenbush out front. Between the legs dribble, hands it off to Eckenrode. Central just not letting anything inside right now. And Newark's going to call a timeout, so we'll take one as well. It's 6.5, second quarter, 11-9 pick Central on the home of the Cats. Kate 98.7.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
This is Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Newark with it after the timeout. Geller across the timeline, trailing 11-9. Takes it into the paint. Her runner no good, but she'll go to the line as she was able to scoop it up and get the harm on Central. And it's going to be on. Checking to see who the foul is they whistled it on. Going to be on Aria Pitts, her first, team foul number two. Callie at the line for a couple of foul shots. Geller with 2 points in that first quarter. First foul shot, got it. 6:22, second quarter. Cats trail 11-10, and Callie hoping to tie it up right here with her second foul shot. Three dribbles, and off the back iron. Rebound, though, by Quackenbush. Emma, baseline, spins, good move. Double team, though, nowhere to go. Gives it off to Hahn. Eckenrode open three, short. Loose ball. Geller gets the offensive rebound, but has it knocked away. On the ground we go, and going to call a jump ball, and the possession will go over to the Lady Tigers. But love to see the Cats hitting the glass there, getting a couple of offensive opportunities. So Tigers now have it with a one-point lead at 11-10. Player has it Off it goes to Jenkins. Launch on the three by Anderson. That spins in and out. Boy, that looked like it was going home. But it doesn't. Emma with another rebound. I think that is her fifth board already. Geller. Now Eckenrode. Right wing. Gets a pit from Quackenbush. Now cuts her dribble off in trouble. Geller, though, cuts to save her at the elbow. Up top, Fauci. Now Quackenbush, right wing. And she'll bring it back and reset. Pass knocked away, and a steal. It's Anderson, and she slips and falls. Hope she's okay. That was a hard fall. She was looking to stop, and her leg went underneath, and I think she's okay. And that's good to see. That looks not so good there for a moment, but she's all right. And so it will go back over to Newark, trailing by a point with 5:18 remaining before halftime, 11-10. Geller across the timeline. London Johnson back in for the Tigers. And miscommunication, Tigers get the turnover. Up ahead, layup is no good, though the rebound inside is also missed. Third opportunity, it's Johnson. She's hit and fouled and will go to the line for two. So again, turnovers right now an issue for the Cats. And then the offensive rebound opportunities there for the Tigers. London Johnson will get to the line for two, and unfortunately that's the second foul on Quackenbush. First foul shot up and in. Let's pause for station identification. This is Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Brian Mays at Jimmy Allen Gymnasium, Pickerington Central in Newark. Tigers lead the Cats 13-10. Elena Hahn driving baseline for Newark. Gets cut off, and a steal here by the Tigers. It's Player. She takes it up and in and gets the foul as well. Back-to-back turnovers, and Newark now sees what was a one-point deficit up to four and the chance to make it a six-point lead. Player with her first two. Fouls on Fauci, her first, and the foul shot is good. So 11-10, it's five straight for the Tigers. They now lead at 16-10. Geller. Off to Hahn, left wing. Hahn in trouble. She's got to be wary of the 5 seconds. She does start her dribble and is setting up now to Geller. Geller. Eckenrode, Leah, drives left baseline, good move in the paint, fires up the runner, no good, but she's fouled, and she will go to the line for two. Good aggressive move that time by the sophomore. Foul will be on Anderson, that'll be her first, team foul number three. Halfway through this second quarter, Cats trail 16-10. Eckenrode's first foul shot is good. Leah's now got 3 points. And this is where the Tigers want to make their run, so you've got to be careful. And looks like Eckenrode may have to come out for a moment. Could have blood. Yep, right below her right knee. So they will give a chance for that to stop, and they're going to wrap it so she can stay in and make her foul shot. So good to go. Leah back at the line. Hoping to complete both foul shots. Ready, shoots, and no good. And the rebound by Johnson for the Tigers. 16-11. Anderson spins away, now up top. It will go to Jenkins. Player has it, right wing. Lob inside to Johnson. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Emma was real close to getting her third personal there. Baseline out of bounds. Anderson will take care of it for the Tigers, and it goes to Johnson. Johnson pushes off, no call. They'll swing it around. Here's a three on the way. Off the iron, no good. Johnson, a rebound. And she is fouled by Quackenbush, and that will be her third. So Emma will probably have to sit for the remainder of this first half with three personal fouls. Lily Byes set to come in and check in for Emma. Johnson at the line where she just made two, and she hits that one. So that is a big situation here for the Cats. Emma had 5 points in that first quarter, and now she's going to have to sit. Second foul shot by Johnson is no good. Eckenrode with the rebound, 17-11. Newark trails by six, 3.5 to play in this first half. Shot by Geller, no good. Rebound Tigers. Danger time right now for the Cats. Anderson, right wing. She's just a freshman, by the way. She drives baseline. She is not scared of the moment, I can tell you that. Steal, though, and Lily Byes gets it for Newark. Off to Eckenrode, across the timeline. Good defense that time by the Cats. Bounce pass inside. Geller puts it up. Shot no good. Rebounds Central. They are long and athletic. And Cali usually sees those layups not having the confusion and congestion that she's seeing right now. Here's Johnson. Oh, she takes a hard fall. And Lady Tigers are going to call a timeout. Hope she's okay. But that's the second slip down here on the Lady Tigers' side of the court. And they might want to take a look and see if there's some moisture over there, because it was almost the same spot where Anderson and Johnson went down. The official is going over there to take a look. Just checking it out. Doesn't seem to see of any issue at this point, so we'll just continue play. 17-11, Newark trails by six. 2:48 to go before the break. After this, Newark will be on the road Friday at Taze Valley. It'll be a doubleheader down there in Asheville with the boys and girls. And then they will conclude the regular season next Friday, the 13th, home to Reynoldsburg. And then it'll be time for tournament time. The draw will be February 15th. That's when we'll find out who Newark will play. So, again, two more regular season contests the next two Fridays, and then off to the postseason. Good inbound play, and it works to perfection as Johnson gets an easy layup, and the lead now is at 8, 19-11. Cats have only been able to get 2 points in this second quarter, both from the foul line. Lily Byes in trouble. At half court, off to Eckenrode, and there's going to be a push, and that is a bailout for the Cats. Jenkins pushed Eckenrode right near half court. There was nothing going on, and Jenkins gets her second foul. Team foul number four. Cats will be in the double bonus the rest of the first half. Byes will inbound it in front of the Pickerington bench. Byes, Fauci, Hahn, Geller, and Eckenrode. And with Emma sitting with three fouls, Callie and Eckenrode are not going to get any breather at this point. Hammond off to Fauci. Here's Hahn, left wing. Elena takes it to the baseline, spins away. Up top, Hammond. Swings it to Eckenrode, left wing outside the arc. Up top, Fauci. 2 minutes to go before halftime. 19-11, pick Central. Hahn gets a pick. Takes it to the top. Swings it over to Hammond. Now to Eckenrode, right wing. And another turnover. Here come the Tigers. Ahead of the pack, it's Coleman. Lays it up and in. She's now got seven, and the lead has ballooned to double digits at 10, 21-11. And here comes a trap. This is the run we talked about, and Coach Bertel is going to have to call a timeout, which he does. They just start coming at you in waves. They played Logan a couple weeks ago, and it was tight. Only a four-point game right before halftime, and then Pickerington Central won on a 17-0 run. And that just kind of took care of it. So they, I don't want to say law you to sleep, but they just kind of play good defense, and then they turn it up one extra notch. And if you're not ready, they pounce and devour you. Our next broadcast will be Friday, February 20th. It'll be the regular season finale for the boys team as they will entertain arch rival Lancaster here at the Jimmy. Pre-game at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30. Cats with a heartbreaker last Saturday to Hilliard-Bradley, losing at the buzzer 43-41. Their first loss on the season, now 17-1. On the road tonight, a tough one at Pitt Central. They will then, as we mentioned, go to Taze Valley, then to Reynoldsburg before they come home to conclude the season, as we mentioned, with Lancaster. All right, we'll see what Newark can do here with the final minute 32 before half, trailing 21-11. Have not gotten a basket in this second quarter. Eckenrode to Hammond. Bounce pass to Fauci. Central just really making every pass difficult right now. On to Eckenrode. And loose ball. I think they're just going to say... I thought it was just going to be a kick, but no, they are going to call a foul on the Tigers, which will send Newark to the line. Fouls on Gabby Player, her first. So Leah at the line. She just made one of two, and that one is a bit strong. See if she can split the pair here. Second foul shot is good. So Eckenrode now with four. Geller back in, and Hammond will sit. 21-12, Lady Tigers. Smith brings it across. They've got so many good ball handlers, you really just can't key on one. Coleman has it right wing. She wants to drive baseline, gets a great pick, puts it up and in, and gets the basket and the foul. She got a great pick from Johnson. Took it in and got the foul on Lily Byes. That'll be Lily's first. And it extends the lead now to 23-12. Johnson will come out. And Malaya Ellis checks in for the first time for the Tigers. Foul shot is good by Coleman. She had five in the first quarter, five here in quarter number two. Eckenrode takes it into the paint. Her runner up and in. Good aggressive move that time by Leah. She's now got six. 24-14. Newark trails by 10 at 40 seconds to go before the break. Pitts has it. And they'll swing it around. Good bounce pass inside, but Geller read it and made the steal. Here comes Newark. And Callie is fouled right near half court. Not what the Lady Tigers wanted to see happen. Deion Smith gets the foul. He'll be her second, and Callie will go to the line for a chance for two foul shots here. So Newark still has not, well, you have the one basket by Eckenrode. Everything else has been from the foul line in this second quarter. Geller, first foul shot, got it. Callie now has four. And the lead is under 10 now at 24-15. Ready for the second foul shot. The junior puts it up and puts it in. 24-16. See if the Lady Tigers play for one here as we come up on 20 seconds to go before halftime. And it looks like they will do that as Smith brings it back out in the front court. Down to 10 seconds. She will dribble to the right side, takes it into the paint, cut off, fires a three. It's an air ball, loose ball underneath, and I think we're going to have a jump ball. And it will be jump ball. Alternate possession will go over to the Cats with 8/10 of a second to go. So Geller will inbound it. We'll roll it into Eckenrode. She'll launch from three-quarters court. It'll come up short. And that's the way the first half will come to an end. Newark with a little bit of a run right there before the end of the break. And they trail the Tigers 24-16 at halftime. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to Newark Wildcat Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Hungry? Then it's time for Widener's Corner, your local stop for great food that hits the spot every time. From juicy burgers stacked just the way you love them, to delicious sandwiches, pizza, wings, and breakfast served all day. And the best part? You don't even have to get out of your car. Just swing through the convenient Widener's Corner drive-thru, pick up your favorites, fast, hot, and ready to go. On Route 37, just 8 miles south of I-70, Widener's Corner, good food, local roots, and just a drive-thru away.
Generations of your friends and neighbors have counted on Ross Granville Market for the choicest meats and seafoods, the freshest produce, and all the basics to keep their families fueled up and going strong. But Ross Granville Market is also your home for those hard-to-find items needed for the latest recipes. They also have an excellent selection of craft beers, wines, and liquors. Get the best for your family at the best local grocery store. Ross Granville Market.
Did you know your heating and cooling system requires regular maintenance, just like your car? Well, if you didn't, no need to panic. Just call your friendly factory-authorized Bryant dealer, Federal Elite Heating and Cooling, and they can get you set up with a convenient, worry-free annual maintenance plan to fit your needs. A team member will call you when you're due, and it includes some great discounts should you need emergency service or even a new system. Call our friendly staff today at 754-HEAT and let Federal Elite and Bryant do whatever it takes to keep your system in optimal performance and give you peace of mind.
Have you ever slept late?
Oh, my clock dead.
Can't call work because your phone battery's shot. Car won't start because, well, you know.
Oh, no.
The world runs on batteries. And you can find batteries for anything and everything in your world at Batteries Unlimited. Watches, cars, camcorders, laptops, even bulldozers. If it can use a battery, we have that battery at Batteries Unlimited.
Route 79 in Heath and at 200 West High Street in Mount Vernon.
Batteries Unlimited. More power to you.
Attention savvy drivers, this is Ryan Schreiber at Madison Collins Stevens Insurance, your local leader in auto insurance. Feeling the pinch of skyrocketing auto insurance rates? Don't settle for the ordinary. Switch to Erie Insurance, where your wallet and coverage stays full. At Madison Collins Stevens, we've got your back with exclusive access to Erie's unbeatable rates. Now is the time to seize control of your savings. Visit our office in downtown Newark or visit mcsinsurance.com to save on your insurance rates with Madison Collins Stevens.
Choosing a used vehicle is all about trust. For 63 years, Eastern Ohio has bought their cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs from Finks. They sell more pre-owned vehicles than anybody because of their large selection, low prices, and stress-free buying process. Finks has the vehicle you're looking for, or they'll find it for you. Finks Quality Used Cars. Since 1962, the tradition continues. In South Zanesville and online at finksqualityautos.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
Pickerington Central leads Newark 24-16 here at halftime. It was 11-9. The Tigers led after one period, but then their defense turned it up, and they were able to get some easy transition baskets to expand their lead now to 24-16. Emma Quackenbush with 5 points leading the Cats. Leah Eckenrod, I should say, leading the Cats with six. Emma with five. And Callie Geller with four for Newark and for Pickerington Central. They have six players that have scored already tonight. Zoe Coleman leading the way with 10 points. London Johnson with 5, 3 for Gabby Player. Two each for Amira Jenkins, Dayon Smith, and Marie Anderson. So right now, Pickerington Central leads it 24-16, trying to stay undefeated in the OCC Buckeye. We'll see what Coach Pertell and the Lady Cats can do as we get ready for second half action in a few minutes. Right now, our halftime, though, does continue with our ONN halftime segment from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Hoops. Now here's your host, Eric Reeser.
It won't be announced until March, but the resumes are already being worked on for Mr. and Miss Basketball in the Buckeye State. It's the award given at the end of the high school basketball season for the best boys and girls high school basketball player. It's voted on by members of the Ohio Prep Sports Media Association. The last Mr. Basketball from Central Ohio was Pickerington Central's Devin Royal back in 2003. It's been even longer for a Miss Miss Basketball winner out of the area. Brookhaven's Brittany Hunter won the award back in 2003. Dave Papura will be my guest. He covers Central Ohio sports at the Columbus Dispatch. We'll discuss who's making a case for 2026 for Mr. and Miss Basketball in the Buckeye State. That's next. This is the Ohio News Network.
In Ohio, public education matters, and every day Ohio's public school educators use their united voice to call for the supports and resources our public schools need so every child can thrive. No exceptions. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wensing, and on behalf of our nearly 120,000 members, OEA is proud to sponsor tonight's game because great public schools are a winning playbook for Ohio, and Ohio is stronger when we stand together to cheer for our students' success.
Ohio has over 920,000 diabetics. If you are a diabetic, take a step in the right direction by having your feet checked routinely by a podiatric physician, the most qualified doctors to care for your feet. Adding a podiatrist to your healthcare team can help you better manage the effects of diabetes on your feet. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
This is ONN.
I'm Eric Reeser. Dave Papura is my guest. He covers Central Ohio sports at the Columbus Dispatch. Dave, we talk about, you know, some great teams locally. Obviously, there's plenty of great players throughout the Central Ohio area. As Westerville South's Ariana Cradle, a finalist for Miss Basketball in 2025, is there a chance you see her repeat as a finalist in 2026? Or a couple other players that we should be keeping an eye out for as we kind of get into the latter parts of the winter sports season?
I would think she should be a finalist. Now, she is at Spire Academy now, but she's still playing very well from what I understand. She should be in that conversation, I would think. I would be very surprised if Whitney Stafford, the point guard from Olentangy, who is committed to Kent State, is not in that conversation. Usually each district gets one. You might have two, so I would think she has a good shot to be our representative. And that's not to, Sydney Mobley, her former teammate at Olentangy, who's now a big woman, also could be there. I mean, if we get two girls from Central Ohio, I would assume that they are probably the top two on the list, at least as of this point. As far as the boys, boy, it's a tough call because we had so many good seniors graduate. I'm not sure that we have a front runner for Mr. Basketball at this point in time, unless I'm overlooking somebody glaringly obvious, which certainly is possible. But I just don't, nobody stands out to me like Stafford and Mobley do on the girls' side.
And Dave, for Ariana Cradle moving from Westerville South to Spire Academy, it's kind of similar situation with a player out of Upper Arlington, Alex Smith, going to a prolific prep down in Florida. Just how does something like that happen? And do you see that as a negative for schools in Central Ohio when a player chooses to leave kind of the public schools and go to one of the more prep academy spots?
Oh, absolutely. I think it is. Now, I don't know how much we're going to see of that now because NIL has been approved. I was talking to a reporter from one of our sister papers in Michigan just last week, and he was asking me if I thought that was a reason that we had lost kids like Ariana Cradle, Alex Smith, King Kendrick from Northland in recent years, Cruz McClure, the player from Westerville South, who went to a prep school as well. NIL has something to do with that most of the time. And I think now that it has been approved, maybe we're going to see less of that. Maybe I'm being optimistic. I mean, we all know how the transfer culture is at this point in time. So I hope that it lessens. I'm not going to say that, but I have a feeling that it could certainly be mitigated.
The NIL approval that Dave is referring to is a referendum vote by Ohio High School Athletic Association member schools back in November of 2025 that made name, image, and likeness marketing deals legal for high school students, similar to what you're seeing with college athletes. It's been reported since that members of the Ohio State House plan to introduce legislation that would make NIL illegal for high schoolers. The OHSAA tells me they also expect NIL legislation to be introduced sometime this year. The Ohio legislature is not scheduled to return to session until January 28th, and it's unclear if and when the reported legislation would be introduced. My thanks to Dave Papura for his time. Read Dave's coverage of Central Ohio sports over at dispatch.com. Also give him a follow on social media at DP_dispatch. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Eric Reeser.
Create stunning graphics and print products for your business with Shamrock Printing. Shamrock Printing is your local printing and design specialist. Shamrock Printing's state-of-the-art equipment provides high-end quality printing, custom apparel, banners, yard signs, stickers, wide format printing, and endless possibilities, all at competitive prices. For local printing service, choose Shamrock Printing, 82 South 3rd Street in Newark, or see shamrockprinting.com. Shamrock Printing, we are green in more ways than one.
It's official. Great beer and great people gather together at Trek Brewing. You're invited to join in to enjoy the full menu with incredible mouth-watering specials. Let's not forget the fresh and delicious craft brews and handcrafted cocktails. Trek supports local organizations Thursdays, and be sure to hit the links on the state-of-the-art golf simulators, no matter the weather. Trek Brewing, TrekBeer.com.
Every shot matters. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the third quarter here at Newark High School. Cats trail Pickerington Central 24-16. Tigers will get the ball to start this third quarter. Newark going left to right. And here comes the Tigers with the basketball. Coleman has it out front. Has it knocked away by Geller, and going to be a foul on Coleman. So good start for Newark. Good defense by Tally, and she gets the foul on Coleman, which will be her second. Coleman was the top scorer in that first half for Central with 10 points. So 10 seconds in. Cats trying to whittle away at that deficit. Currently at 8, 24-16. Quackenbush back in. Puts it off the glass and in for two. Emma now with seven. Just has to be careful with those three personal fouls. Strong move to the basket. No good, though, and the rebound by Geller. Here comes Newark, trailing by six. Eckenrode, right wing, launches a three. It's partially blocked, and Central gets the ball. Pitts, but she throws it away back to Geller. It's a two-on-two. Tally, nice bounce pass. Eckenrode up and in. And Central calling a quick timeout 1 minute in as Newark has cut this thing down to four with 7:09 to go third quarter. It's 24-20 Pitt Central on the home of the Newark Wildcats, K98.7.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and two-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Nothing but net. It's Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Cats were down by double digits in the first half, but they have cut the lead down to four at 24-20, forcing the Lady Tigers to call a timeout. The defense has picked up. Geller with a couple of steals, and Newark right back in this thing. 7:09 to go, third quarter. After the timeout, Tigers will inbound it in the backcourt. Smith will bring it up for Pitt Central. Defending state champs in Division I. Looking inside, good ball movement. Player has it on the baseline. They'll swing it around. Coleman, open three, way off the mark. But Tigers get the rebound. It's Player. She puts it up, no good. Coleman again inside, yes. Can't give a team like Central three opportunities. Zoe's now got 12, 26-20. Tigers by six. Quackenbush will take it baseline. Good head fake. Puts it up. No good, but she is fouled. And the foul will be on Jenkins. That'll be her third. And will send Emma to the line for a couple of foul shots. Team foul number two in this third quarter. And Johnson will come in for Jenkins. London had a very nice second quarter with 5 points and set up a couple of nice picks, setting up easy baskets for the Lady Tigers. Quackenbush's first foul shot up and in. So Emma now has got eight. 26-21, Lady Tigers. Emma's ready now for the second foul shot. Lefty with three dribbles. Shot. Got it. So she now has nine, and it's 26-22, Pitt Central. Johnson out front. It'll go to Pitts. She'll drive to the right wing, cut off nicely by Hahn, but Coleman's open at the elbow and gets it. She's having herself a ball game. Half of her team's points, 14 of the 28. Quackenbush comes back. She'll take it to the right elbow. Here's Eckenrode, left elbow, but has it knocked away. Hahn's there to retrieve it. Now out front to Fauci. Here's Geller, top of the key. She'll dribble into the left side. Cut off by Coleman, and I think it's going to be... Oh, they're going to call a jump ball. Thought it might have been Zoe's third, but no. Jump ball, and it'll stay with Newark. That could have been a critical call. Newark will keep it. Quackenbush will inbound it on the baseline. Gets it into Geller. Geller to the right side. Good move inside. Her scoop is up and in. Callie now has got nine, and it's 28-24. Cats hanging around. Coleman. Over goes the pitch. Inside Johnson working on Fauci. Double teamed, but she gets the foul on Misha with the body. And Johnson just too big, too strong. She'll go to the line for a couple. So Johnson, who had, as I mentioned, 5 points in that first half, at the line for two. First one, no good. Foul on Misha was her second. Team foul number one in this third quarter. Second foul shot by Johnson. Also no good. Rebound Quackenbush. See if Newark can take advantage of that opportunity. 28-24 Pitt Central. Geller loses it. Ball on the ground. Out of bounds. It should stay with Newark, and it does. And got to reduce the turnovers that we saw in the first half. Get those cut down here. Quackenbush will inbound it. Tough spot to inbound it right there in the corner of the baseline. Eckenrode comes in, gets it. Now to Geller. Callie calls out the play. Here's Quackenbush, left wing. Now brings it back out front. Eckenrode, right wing. Looking to drive baseline, post up a little bit, but now she's double-teamed. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers as Coleman came over. Side out of bounds for Newark. Quackenbush will inbound it. Emma trying to get it in and does to Geller. Geller will dribble to the right side. Not much movement right now by Newark. Off to the left side it goes now to Eckenrode. She'll dribble top of the key. Here's Fauci back to Eckenrode. Swings it. Quackenbush. Open three. No good. And the rebound by Pitts inside for the Tigers. They'll bring it across. Good bounce pass to Johnson. Lays it up and in. That's nice transition play right there. 30-24, and Newark throws it away. That's an unforced error that you just can't have against the defending state champ. 4:28 to go, third quarter. Newark trails just by six. Couple possessions here, 30-24. Smith out front. Off it goes to Anderson, who's checked back in. Inside Johnson, turn, shoot, scores. She is so tough inside when she gets position. And it's back to eight now at 32-24. Four unanswered by the Lady Tigers. Quackenbush. Fake handoff. Thought about the three. She'll take it into the paint. Turns. Fires. Shot short. Rebound by Pitt Central. Out ahead they go. Anderson ahead of the pack. Puts it up. No good. Rebound Fauci to Geller. Now to Quackenbush, and Emma will slow things down and bring it across the timeline. Emma, into the paint. Good move with the left hand. Shot, though, won't go. Rebound Coleman. Emma hit the seats hard there. She's a little bit slow getting up. Pass inside, and the layup is good by Smith. And just like that, it's back to 10 at 34-24. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Geller. So this is what Central does. First foul on Callie. They get you into a running game, get you kind of out of your offensive move, and what was a four-point lead now is up to 10, and they have the basketball with 3:19 to go, third quarter. Smith brings it across the timeline for the Tigers. Up top, it's Blair. Coleman, deep three. Nope. Rebound Johnson. Fauci knocks it away from her, and it's Quackenbush. Baseball pass ahead. Deller ahead of the pack. She will put it up. No good, but she's fouled, and will go to the line. Foul is on Smith. That'll be her third. So you got Smith and Jenkins with three, Coleman with two. Deller at the line for a couple of foul shots. Last check we had on the boys' side, they were leading Pitt Central at halftime 24-14. Low-scoring game there as well. Callie hits the first foul shot. She's had a good run of over 20 points in four out of the last five, eight out of the last 10. Might be difficult to get that tonight in this low-scoring affair. She is ready for the second foul shot. And that one is also up and in. So it's 34-26. Newark by down by 8 with 2:40 to go in this third quarter. Pitts left wing. Thinks about the 3. But instead finds Coleman cutting to the glass. Puts it up and in. They're doing what they want to offensively right now. Coleman's got 16. 36-26. Newark down by 10. Geller, Eckenrode, takes it strong to the rack. Puts it up off the iron. No good. Ahead of the pack, it's Coleman. Good head fake. Got it. 38-26. So it's a 10-2 run here by Pickerington Central in the second half, second part of this third quarter, excuse me. Quackenbush a 3. Got it! Emma was 7 in this third quarter, 12 overall, gets the lead under 10 at 38-29 with 1:45 to go, third period. Coleman, lob inside Johnson, double teamed. Who's it out on? They're going to say it will stay here with the Tigers. Anderson will inbound it under the basket to Johnson. Right baseline, back to Anderson. Deep three, air ball. Loose ball, Quackenbush gets it. Emma, ahead of the pack, Geller, trying to reach everyone down court. Good head fake, puts it up. No good, but she's fouled by Johnson. She'll go to the line for two. Foul on Johnson will be her first, and team foul number 3. And Geller will go to the line to hopefully shave this deficit by a couple more. It's 38-29 Central with 1:29 to go, third quarter. Callie's ready for the basketball. She gets it, lines up her first foul shot. On the way, yep. And earlier this year, Callie going over the 1,000-point plateau. Ready for the second foul shot. Ames shoots. Got it. 38-31. See if Newark can finish this quarter strong. Baseball pass ahead. Quackenbush. Can she save it? She does. And a steal by Newark. And looks like, did Newark call a timeout? I guess they did. Yeah, Newark called a timeout as pressure in the backcourt after Emma made the steal. 30-second timeout called by Newark. I don't know that anybody called it. Coach Bertel is asking the referees. Maybe could have been an inadvertent whistle, but I think Newark needs it because Emma was in a world of trouble back there. So use the timeout and see if you can get a good offensive possession on it. Cats bringing a little three-quarter court pressure defense right there, and it got the Tigers out of sync. So Newark down by 7 at 38-31 with 1:19 to go. in this third quarter. Cats will inbound it in the backcourt after the timeout. And again, you get it down to, it's seven right now, you get it down to five or four into the fourth quarter, anybody's ball game. Both teams with runs in this third quarter. Newark started with one, Central retaliated. And now Newark, again, trying to just keep it under 10 here. Eckenrode across the timeline. Central picks up their defense near steal, and Hahn cannot save it. So it does work. Both teams turn up their pressure defense, and both teams getting turnovers. And Central now will get it back with 109 to play in this third quarter. Player will bring it across the timeline. Under a minute. Keeps her dribble. Goes to the right side. Now Pitts has it out front. Player has it right wing. She'll drive baseline. Swing it to nobody. And a third straight turnover between both these teams. So back to Newark at 45 seconds. Eckenrode in front of the central bench will inbound it into Geller. Geller across the timeline. Here's Quackenbush. Emma in trouble. She'll take it all the way into the paint. Now swing it to Hahn. Up top, Geller. 30 seconds. Quackenbush right wing outside the arc. Emma now into the foul circle. Gets hit hard. And what do we got? Going to have a push, I think, on Pitt Central. And Emma took a pretty big fall. She's going to be all right. And, yep, it is on Pickerington Central. Foul is on Anderson, her second. And Emma will go to the line. That was a bang-bang play. Emma could have picked up her fourth foul, but you love the aggressiveness by the junior. And she will go to the line for two. Emma with 12 points tonight. 38-31. Central leads it. 23.3 seconds. First foul shot, no good. Cats have left a couple of points at the line tonight. Emma hopes to split the pair here. Foul shot on the way, and that's going to be short. And the rebound by Pitt Central. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. Good ball movement. Johnson up and in. She cut so well to the hoop. She's got 11, and it's 40-39. Geller takes it into the paint. Her runner, no good. Offensive foul, Geller. Callie's second. Team foul number three. 2.2 seconds to go, third quarter. See what the Tigers can do with just a couple seconds to go. They'll roll it into Coleman. She will dribble to half court. Fires up the runner. No good. And that's the way the third quarter comes to an end. Pitt Central leads by 9, 40-31. Fourth quarter on the way next on the home of the Cats, Kate 98.7.
For safe and reliable collision repairs, depend on family-run, veteran-owned Newark and Zanesville Auto Body. Your car deserves nothing less than iCar Gold Class certified repairs. We'll make your car like new again. Get your free estimate started today by calling 740-899-4111. That's 740-899-4111.
Your team needs you, full of energy and ready to cheer them to victory. Bummies on Main is your game fuel headquarters. I'm Kristen, and Bummies on Main is proud to be Licking County's favorite local spot. Home to handcrafted burgers, fresh-cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. You can eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Follow us on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main, 400 West Main Street, Newark, next to Whitefield.
Now, let's get back to the hardwood. It's Newark High School basketball on Kate 98.7.
42-31, Pitch Central leads Newark with 8 minutes to go here at the Jimmy. Cats made a couple of good runs in that third quarter, got it down to four a couple of times, but in the end, Central was able to expand their halftime lead of 8 by 1 point to 9, and now have a 40-31 cushion, and they have the basketball to start this fourth quarter. Coleman has it, dribbles to the top of the key, where Pitts will launch a three, and she is fouled and will go to the line for three foul shots as Elena Hahn got her in the act of shooting. That'll be Elena's first. And Pitts will go to the line. Yet to score tonight. First foul shot, got it. Ari Pitts, sophomore. Again, it's a good mix on this team of upperclassmen and underclassmen. So while they have six seniors that they will truly miss, they've got pieces in place to continue this nice run they've had. Three straight trips to the Final Four. She misses the second foul shot. But three straight trips to UD and a state title last year. Eighth in program history. Quackenbush drives baseline, cut off. They'll swing it up top to Hahn. Over it goes to Fauci. Now to Eckenrode. 42-31, Pickerington Central. Nice move by Eckenrode. Puts it up, no good. And the rebound by Coleman. She'll bring it all the way across the timeline. Almost has it stolen by Eckenrode, but now she'll reset. And she'll drive into the paint. Nice cut, crossover. Puts it up, no good, but she will go to the line. She is smooth on that floor. 18 points. Foul is on Fauci. That'll be her third. And Coleman at the line trying to get to 20 points. And kind of like it was in the first game between these two. Cats were right there in the third quarter. Actually had a lead at Pitch Central and then ran out of gas and the Tigers got the victory. Did not lead in the third quarter tonight, but we're only down by four. But right now, it's the largest lead at 44-31 as Coleman hits both, and she is now at 20 points. Hahn spins away, almost loses it against Coleman. Now it goes to Eckenrode. And it's getting a little chippy between Hahn and Coleman. A couple elbows being thrown by both players. Eckenrode will now take it in, and she gets fouled. And the foul is on Anderson. It'll be her third. And Eckenrode at the line for two. Leah has got 8 points tonight. And it will stay at eight as she misses the first foul shot. 44-31. Cats by down by 13. 6:52 fourth quarter. Again, Newark on the road Friday at Taze Valley. And then we'll conclude the regular season the following Friday here at the Jimmy against Reynoldsburg. Eckenrode makes the second foul shot. Pickerington Central easily breaks the press. And a three on the way, no good. Rebound by Quackenbush inside. 44-32, Newark down by 12. Quackenbush across the timeline, gives it off to Geller. Cats got to move quickly here, down by 12. And another offensive foul on Callie as Pitts met her and Callie lowered her shoulder. That'll be Geller's third. And definitely more physical play here in this fourth quarter. 6:26 remains in it. Central up 44-32. Smith. Over it goes to Anderson. Coleman now has the top of the key. Takes it in strong. Blocked, though, by Eckenrode nicely. It'll stay with the Tigers. Good job by Leah that time, blocking the shot. Coleman will inbound it. Looks to get it in, and she is able to Jenkins. Jenkins then tied up. And alternate possession It'll go over to Newark. 44-32, Chats down by 12. Geller will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles to the left side. Off it goes to Eckenrode. Here's Quackenbush, right wing. Hahn, Geller. Spins in the paint nicely. Swings it to Quackenbush, but Johnson knocks the pass out of bounds. It'll stay with Newark at 5:52, fourth quarter, 44-32. Lady Tigers trying to move to 10-0, and the Buckeye basically wrap it up. They still have a few more league games because a couple were canceled last week, but this would pretty much solidify them to capture the league championship once again. Quackenbush swings it to Hahn. Elena's three. Nope. And the rebound underneath. Eckenrode takes it away, though, and she gets fouled and will go to the line for two. Good aggressive play. Foul on Smith will be her fourth, and Eckenrode back to the line for a couple. Leah's got 9 points. First one, short. Foul shooting continues to be an issue tonight for Newark. Usually pretty good at the line. But when you're playing a physical team like Pitt Central, that takes a toll on your legs. And might be seeing that in some of the shooting. She does get the second one, and it's an 11-point lead for the Tigers at 44-33 with 5.5 to go in this contest. Try to get it into Johnson. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Johnson, huge brace on her left leg, but it doesn't seem to stop her mobility at all. Here's Coleman looking inside to Johnson. Now she'll dribble to the left wing, hand it off to Johnson, who will launch a three. It is short, and the rebound underneath. It's Quackenbush, gives it off to Hahn. Here come the Cats. Hahn across the timeline, takes it to the baseline. Bounce pass, Eckenrode, swings it to Fauci, and a near steal by Central, but to Cats get it back. Here's Hahn. Elena, left wing. Looking inside, nobody there. Here's Eckenrode, left baseline. Geller cuts in the paint. Double team, though, in trouble. Spins away, layup, got it. That was tough, but Geller is able to get it, and the lead under 10 now at 44-35. 4:40 to go in this one. Cats will not die. Uphill challenge, but they'll take it. Coleman now tries to answer. Drives baseline, double teamed, and a steal by Newark. Quackenbush brings it across the timeline. Splits two defenders, takes it up, and oh, offensive foul. I don't think that's right. Coach Bertel also agrees that was not the right call. It looked like the Lady Tigers were moving, but that's the call, and it'll be Emma's fourth. And Coach is really fired up. Does not appreciate even the explanation he got from the official, and I think they did miss that one. They've been pretty good all night, but they did miss that one. Nevertheless, 44-35, Cats down by 9, Johnson takes it in. How about an offensive foul? Back and forth we go. You kind of knew that was coming. Foul on Johnson will be her second. Cats have 4 team fouls, Central with 3. 44-35. Lady Tigers by 9. Halfway through this fourth quarter. Geller across the timeline. Here's Quackenbush, right wing. Emma brings it back out. Keeps her dribble. Geller cuts inside. Swings it to Fauci. And now to Hahn, near steal. Hahn's able to get it. Over to Eckenrode. Leah thought about the 3. Left wing. Takes it into the paint. Cut off. Good defense this time by the Lady Tigers on this possession. Quackenbush out front. Takes it to the top of the key. Emma spins in the paint. Eckenrode, deep three in the corner. Nope. Hahn inside got the rebound. Eckenrode cuts inside. Her shot blocked by Coleman. Here come the Tigers. Coleman all the way lays it up and in. She's a playmaker. Timeout, Pickerington Central. 3:18 to go. Fourth quarter. Tigers up by 11, 46-35 on the home of Newark basketball, Kate 98.7.
It's time to stop worrying about the cold and start enjoying the season. This is Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. With Houston and York, you can stop stressing over repair costs and start investing in guaranteed comfort. Don't let your money freeze up this winter. Utilize our 18-month same-as-cash financing and stay toasty. That's total peace of mind all season long and a warranty that will last years to come. Call today at 740-763-3961. Houston Plumbing and Heating, where one call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is Newark High School Basketball on Kate 98.7.
Pickerington Central leads Newark with 3:16 to go in this fourth quarter in this battle for first place in the OCC Buckeye. Newark at 10-1, Central 9-0. Cats have won 9 of their last 10, but have an uphill climb in this fourth quarter, trailing by 11 with just over 3 minutes to play. Each team has 2 timeouts left. Cats with 4 team fouls, Pitt Central with 3. Newark with the basketball, Geller across the timeline. Takes it to the right wing. Keeps her dribble, Johnson guarding her. Kelly tries to move on it, but ball on the ground, and the Tigers get it. Here comes Krill with it. Swings it over to Coleman. She started off slow, but she has really picked it up and played a great game and launches a 3. It's short. Rebound, though. Anderson got it. Freshman now has got 4, and the lead back up to 13 at 48-35. Ackenrode into the paint. Off to Geller. Turnover. Coach talked about it in pregame. We have to limit our turnovers, and that did not happen tonight. Tigers will inbound it in the backcourt. Player has it. She'll dribble to the baseline. Look inside. Stolen away by Newark. Up ahead, Hahn across the timeline. Elena taking it in strong, but cut off. Fauci launches a 3, short, and the rebound by Anderson inside. Anderson faces a double team in the front court. They'll swing it around, and the shot up and in by Player, and that will probably just about do it. 50-35. Newark trails by 15 with under 2 to play. And looks like Player might have hurt herself. She went down to the ground around half court. Hammond and Byes will check in for Fauci and Hahn for Newark. And they're going to take a moment and check out Gabby Player. Definitely a leg injury. I'm going to try and stretch her out, so hopefully it might just be a cramp. 50-35, Newark trails in this one. Both teams will go to their respective benches as they're stretching out her right leg. And we hope she's okay. Yep, she's getting up now, and we'll be able to walk off under her own power, so that's good to see. And a few hard falls tonight. And Newark is going to call a full timeout here, which will leave them with 1, 50-35. Cats trail by 15. That was the deficit in the first game at Pitt Central, 58-43. So just about the same similar score. Again, the tournament draw for the girls will be a couple weeks, February 15th. There will be a sectional this time around in the Division I. And we'll see. It all kind of depends on where the RPI rankings and stuff will be with the drawn seed. If Newark will play a sectional game, or they may just wait until district time. Right now, Cats are 8th in the RPI. Pitt Central is 3rd. So Newark might drop a spot. I wouldn't think any more than that. with the loss tonight, maybe down to 10th, but has an opportunity to move back into the top 8 with two regular season games to go against Taze Valley and Reynoldsburg. All right, we're ready to get back to action. Akron Road will inbound it to Quackenbush. 50-35, Lady Tigers in control. And Quackenbush loses it out of bounds. And it'll go back to the Tigers with 1:48 to go. So Newark will fall to 13-7 and 10-2 in the Buckeye. And Pitt Central will move to 16-3 and 10-0 in the league. Coleman, top of the key, looking to drive. Takes it strong to the paint, puts it up and in. Special, special player. She had 10 points in the first half. She had 8 in the third quarter and a solid 6 here in the fourth. Just not been able to contain her tonight. 52-35, Quackenbush, a deep three, short. And Emma's able to save it off to Ecken Road. Swings it to Geller with 1 minute to play here in the fourth quarter. And Cats down 52-35. Ecken Road on the left wing. Looking inside. Boys, Central just still playing that great defense. And they make a steal. And, of course, it's Coleman. Looking to take it coast to coast. Lays it up and in. And Tigers now will substitute. They'll call a timeout just to do that. And we'll pause for station ID on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, K98.7.
This is high school basketball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays at the Jimmy. Pickerington Central coming in here. And we'll be giving Newark just their second loss at home, leading 54-35 with 40 seconds to go. After the timeout, Cats will inbound it in the backcourt. Geller will inbound it to Quackenbush. And Emma will bring it across. Most points Newark has given up in 6 ball games, the 54. Geller takes it in, can't hit it, and the rebound by Pitt Central. And it's Anderson. Anderson looks to take it all the way in, and they'll swing it around. Three-pointer on the way is good. From one of the reserves for Pitt Central. Annabelle Frontier gets it. Quackenbush nails a three. And that will probably conclude the scoring on the evening as we are down to 2 seconds, 1, and that will do it. So the Lady Tigers showing why they are the defending state champs and why they have a good chance to repeat as they come in here in Newark and defeat the Cats by a final of 57-38. We'll wrap up this one after this timeout on the home of Newark Wildcat basketball, K98.7.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt. Because we hold dirt in the highest regard, we're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Come see us for the 2026 Start the Year Off-Road Sales Event.
This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. We have savings of up to $4,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides, $2,000 savings on select Polaris Sportsman models, and 2-year warranty on all full-size Ranger models. Financing specials as low as 0% for qualified buyers. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or PolarisTheToyStore.com.
Flip a coin at Rent-A-Own and you could get 4 weeks free. Heads gets you 2 weeks free. Tails gets you 4 weeks free when you pay the first two. You can rent anything. We have high-end laundry sets, luxury pillow-top mattresses, zero-gravity recliners, the coolest gaming PCs around, and so much more. Plus, we can get you tires starting at $16 per week. Will it be heads or tails at Rent-A-Own? Play in-store or online at r2o.com.
This is Dr. Rhonda Steigerwald from McMillan Dental. February is Children's Dental Health Month. The American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommends your child's first visit should be no later than age 1 or 2. Oral myofunctional disorders can be caused by poor oral habits. If you are giving your child a pacifier, stop it by 6 months and say no to sippy cups. They both cause negative swallowing patterns. Call us today at 740-344-1171 or visit us at McMillanDental.com.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
Utica Feed and Hardware strives to make all your feed buying needs a breeze. From the family dog, to livestock, to show, and all feeds in between. Their experienced and courteous staff will help with all your feed needs. Looking for that special blend of feed for your livestock? Utica Feed and Hardware has specially formulated feed mixes that can help your livestock with virtually any issue. Visit them in person on Church Street in Utica and at UticaFeed.com.
Fast breaks, big dunks. It's Newark High School basketball on K98.7.
Pickerington Central comes to Newark and defeats the Wildcats by a final 57-38. It was 28-24 at one point. Cats were right in this one, but the Tigers just doing what they do, and that's playing great defense, led to a lot of turnovers tonight for Newark, and that eventually just caught up with them as they were not able to get a lot of good looks offensively, and then they were not able to stop Zoe Coleman. She had 26 points in the victory for the Tigers tonight. They only had one other player in double figures. That was London Johnson with 11, but they had 8 players score tonight, and that's good balance and depth for the Tigers as they move to 10-0 in the OCC Buckeye. Cats, no surprise, led by 3 players. They all get in double figures. 15 points for Emma Quackenbush, 13 for Callie Geller, and 10 points for Leah Eckenrode, and that concludes the scoring for the Cats at 38 points. So Newark now 13-7 and 10-1 in the OCC Buckeye. So that'll do it here from the Jimmy. Our next broadcast will be Friday, February 20th, when the boys conclude the regular season, hosting arch-rival Lancaster, pregame at 7:15, tip-off 7:30. CJ, great job back at the studio. This is Brian Mays. Have a great Tuesday evening. Again, your final from the Jimmy, Pickerington Central 57, Newark 38. This is Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.
This has been Newark High School Basketball on K98.7.
Drives baseline all the way, lays it up and in.
Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Licking Memorial Health Systems, The Toy Store, Widener's Corner, and Batteries Unlimited.
Bullseye!
It's Newark Wildcat Basketball on K98.7.